Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早。
Shalom.
平安。
I will first pray in Mandarin, and then I will ask Father George to pray in English for translation.
在开始正道之前，我将会先用中文来祷告。在整个正道之后，我就请我的翻译做英文的祷告。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你的恩典，因为你的爱，我们能够成为你的儿女，也是因为你的爱，好像今天诗班啊。您是在带领我们，我们在很多困难里头，我们能够经过，我们不会停留在困难的里头。主啊，谢谢你，因为你的爱，我们能够在你面前啊一起聚会。我们的祷告是求主你在这里当中的荣耀，也是你荣耀你自己的名，也是帮助今天讲到的跟翻译的，将你的话语能够分开出来的时候，我们能够听得明白，也是行在我们生活里头。我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督名求，阿门。
Amen.
I think by now we should know the theme of the church this year, right?
我想现在已经到年终了，大家应该也知道我们整个教会今年的主题是什么吧
？But as a reminder, I still print it out.The 2015 theme for HOCL is Build a House That Pleases the Lord.
我们知道主爱之家今年的主题是建造一个主所爱的家。
To build a house that pleases the Lord.
建立一个主爱的家。
It's vital that every member live out the two characteristics of a disciple.
也就是所有的会友必须在里面要活出两个特质。
In today's sermon, we are basically answering three questions.
今天的讲题里面，我将要请大家思考三个主要的问题，以及要对他们回答。
Question number one.
第一个问题。
How do we display the characteristics that please the Lord?
我们怎么样能够流露出一个主所爱的家的一个特质
？The second question I'm going to answer.
第二个我将要回答的是。
Who should display the characteristic that please the Lord?
谁要流露出这种主爱的家的特质
？The last but not least.
最后一个，也但是却不是最不重要的。
What are the characteristics that please the Lord?
到底是什么是才是主所爱的家的一个特质
？I think before we look at the passage, it's important to know a bit about the passage background.
当我们在研读这个经文的时候，我想我们必须要对这个经文后面的背景有所了解。
Today's passage is a passage that we know very well.
实际上，今天所读的经文，我想对大家都非常的熟悉。
The Gospel of Matthew is written by one of Jesus' disciples, the tax collector Matthew.
马太福音是由耶稣的门徒其中的一个门徒，名字叫马太所写的。
For those who study the Gospel of Matthew,
对于所有曾过研经过马太福音的人
，We call chapter seven.Chapter 5 to 7, the Sermon on the Mount.
我们都称第五章到第七章，在马太福音中五到七章为登山宝训。
There are five main sermon discourses in the Gospel of Matthew.
在整本马太福音里面，一共有五大教导。
And Matthew chapters 5 to 7 is the first sermon.
而五到七章是成为第一个教导。
When you look at verses 3 to 12 from chapter 5.
然后我们今天是从第五节到十二节。
When we look at verses 3 to 12.
我们当我们看到从第三节到第十二节的时候
，It talks about the beatitudes. It's about the eight blessings of being a disciple of Christ.
我们就看见这一章这一段经文里面讲到基督徒所谓的八福。
And then verses 13 to 16 is the second part of this sermon group.
然后在整这一段里面的第二部分是第十三节到十六节。
It's about the two characteristics of Jesus' disciples.
而讲到基督门徒当有的两个特质。
And then from the remaining, from verses 17 to the end of chapter 7, it talks about how does a life look like in daily living.
然后从第十七节一直到第七章最后 讲到说在日常生活当中我们应该怎么样把这些特质行出来。
Let's answer the first question.
让我们回答第一个问题。
How do we display the characteristics that please the Lord?
我们怎么样才能活出以及流露出一个主所喜爱的生活。
It's important for us to mention this.
对于我们是我们必须首先要提的是
The characteristics of disciples are natural expression of the lives.
我们活出这个特质乃是一个自然的一个流露。
Jesus followers are not pressed in a very strong way to live out this nature.
神不是要我们勉强活出这样的行为的。
So verses 13 and 14.
所以我们看见从13节到16节
It mentions you are.
这边说到你们是。
It doesn't say you act.
这并不是说你们要做什么。
In the book by a very famous German theologian.
我们知道德国有个非常有名的神学家。
He talked about following Jesus.
他讲到你要如何跟随耶稣。
When he talked about Sermon on the Mount in chapter 5.
当他提到登山宝训第五章的时候。
He talks about being and not acting.
他在这边讲到要强调是我们的所是而不是我们的所做。
It emphasized that that is part of natural expression.
他提到说我们主他要强调的是我们的自然的一个流露。
Something very natural.
是非常自然的。
For example,
比如
the cock crows in the morning.
就好像公鸡早上的时候在啼叫的时候。
Because it's a cock.
因为它是公鸡。
On the other hand,
的另一方面来说
the silkworm spins a cocoon.
我们就看见蝉它自己会吐丝来做茧。
You will not see a cock spin a cocoon.
你不会看见一个公鸡吐丝做茧的。
You will not see a silkworm.
你也不会看见一个蝉它早晨的时候它开始叫。
So when you talk about living out the characteristics of a disciple.
所以当耶稣提到说我们做耶稣门徒要活出这种生命特质的时候。
Is part of our life.
乃是一个生命本身的一个本质。
So it's not something that you act.
乃不是说你要去做什么。
So I like this book.
所以我喜欢一本书。
It mentioned you are alive inside out.
他说你的生命是从里活到外的。
Because you have the life of Christ.
因为你乃有耶稣的生命。
You can display the characteristic of a disciple.
因此你就可以表现出他是。门徒的这种生命。
Let me tell you a story.
让我告诉你一个故事。
A story about Bill.
是有关钞票的故事。
It's not about the dollar note bill.
这个实际上，但是这也并不是我这边所讲的，不是钞票。
There's a person named Bill.
乃是一个人的名字，他叫比尔。
He was called by different names in his whole life.
他在一生当中，人家都叫他不同的名字。
When he was young.
当他小的时候。
People call him Young Bill.
大家小的时候叫他小比尔。
When he get older, people call him Old Bill.
当他成为老的时候，大家叫他老比尔。
And then he live a life that's very dirty in a very sinful life.
当他活在罪恶当中非常黑暗的时候
，people call him Dirty Bill.
大家叫他肮脏的比尔。
But praise the Lord.
但是感谢主。
One day he became a Christian.
但是有一天他成为基督徒了。
You know what people call him?
你知道那个时候大家怎么叫他吗
？People call him New Bill.
大家告诉他说你是新的比尔。
Is it possible?
有没有可能呢
？Yes.
有。
You have the life of Christ.
因为他里面有基督的生命了。
You don't need to be young Bill, old Bill, dirty Bill. You can be a new Bill.
你不需要成为小的比尔、老的比尔或者肮脏的比尔，你会成为一个新的比尔。
So a cock crows.
所以公鸡早上会叫
a silkworm spin a cocoon.
所以蝉会自己吐丝做茧
So what do the disciples of Christ do?
那然而耶稣的门徒他应该做什么呢
They live out the characteristic of a disciple.
乃是活出基督门徒刚有的本质
After we talk about how.
但是我们要问如何来呢做呢
Then we talk about who.
主要的是说谁要来这样活
Who are those who live out the characteristic of a disciple?
谁可以活出基督门徒这样的生命呢
It mentioned in the Bible that
我们从圣经当中看到
The disciples live out the characteristic as a group
我们看见所有的门徒他们 一个群体的方式活出来这样的生命。
Jesus followers can impact the world collectively.
当耶稣要他门徒影响这世界的时候，他是要我们整体的去影响世界。
Maybe you think, Pastor He, you're too detailed.
也许你会说，徐牧师，你讲的实在太细节了。
How can you, the first point you are, and then the second point you?
为什么你必须要在这种小字上 要讨论呢？
For those like George and I, we study in Bible seminary.
就好像我跟翻译，我们一起在神学院念书。
You know the language that Matthew used?
你知道在马太福音他用的语言是什么呢？
He used the word you are.
他在这边讲的是说你们是。
And then he used the pronoun you in front of you are.
但是 他用的你们 在这个原文当中是一个多数的你们。
You know what does that mean?
你知道这代表什么呢？
It is an emphasis.
在这边他要强调一件事情。
You plural as a group should live out the characteristics.
他说你们应该是整体，是一个群体，你应该活出这样的生命。
Who are the you are here?
那到底你们是谁呢？
In verses 1 to 2.
在我们这边看见第一节到第二节这边说。
Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them.
耶稣看见这许多人，就上了山，既已坐下，门徒就到他前来，他就开口教训他们说。
It's not an accident that chapter 5 has a very big change.
我们并不是我们看见第五章突然有一个非常大的转折，它并不是一个偶然的发生的。
Before chapter 5,
在第五章之前
，You see many individual events and story about individuals.
在第五章之前，你会看见有一些个人戏剧化的发生，都是对针对某一些个人的。
And the pronoun in chapter 5 changed to a group you are.
但是在第五章的时候，我们就发现在这边的代名词就改从你改成你们了。
The emphasis is very clear.
在这边的重点是非常显著的。
We as a group should live out collectively the characteristics of Christ.
我们是一个群体，我们应该整体活出耶稣门徒的特质。
The Lord called us to follow Him individually.
神乃是要我们每一个人单独的去跟随他。
But we will think about one very important thing.
但是我们必须要思考一个非常重要的事。
The disciples live out their characteristics very often as a group.
但是很多时候门徒却整体的活出这种门徒的特质。
So what does it mean you are?
但是在这边说你们是指什么呢？
Sorry that I have not asked for permission.
对不起，我没有通过大家的允许。
I cannot restrain from choosing a picture from your website.
所以我就从大家的教会的网站上面找到这张照片。
Who are these?
谁是这群人呢？
Do you recognize the people here?
你可认识这些照片上的人吗？
I believe that is taken in our last baptism, right?
我相信这是你们上一次洗礼的时候所照的照相吧。
So who should live out the characteristic?
所以谁应该活出这样的生命呢？
Everybody sitting down here.
所有今天在座的各位。
And my dear brother standing here.
然后我亲爱的翻译。
We as a group.
我们乃是一个群体。
Live out the characteristic of a disciple.
我们应该活出这个门徒的生命特质。
And now comes the most important part.
现在我们来到一个最重要重点。
We talk about the third question.
我们就问第三个问题。
What are the characteristics of this disciple?
到底这个门徒的特质是什么？
Jesus followers can impact the world in two ways.
耶稣的跟随者可以影响这个，有两个方面来影响这个世界。
First of all,
第一个
the disciples are the salt of the earth.
第一个，门徒乃是世上的盐。
So verse 13, the first part.
所以在第十三章十三节里面，第一部分。
You are the salt of the earth.
你们乃是世上的盐。
So I chose a very interesting picture.
所以我就选了一个非常有意思的图片。
It's a very special picture.
是一个非常特别的图片。
It's very common. You see a salt shaker.
所以我们大家都看过桌子上的盐罐子。
But what does it pour out?
但是当你摇这个盐罐子的时候，它倒出什么东西呢？
People.
道出的是人。
You and me.
道出的乃是你和我。
Because we are the salt of the earth.
因为我们乃是世上的盐。
I can emphasize that salt is very important.
我必须要强调盐是非常重要的。
Despite it has a bad rap.
虽然很多时候它有不好的名声。
Last year I went for my yearly body checkup.
因为去年的时候我刚刚去做身体检查。
Something came up first time in my life.
结果发现有一样东西是我一辈子过去所没有发生的。
I always have low blood pressure.
我在过去的时候一直都是低血压。
At that time, right in the doctor's office, I have very high blood pressure.
但是当我那个时候在医生诊所的时候，我的血压突然飙高了。
And the nurse became very nervous.
所以那个时候护士就非常的紧张。
And she called the doctor in.
然后马上他就叫医生进来。
The doctor looked at me seriously.
然后那个时医生就很严肃的看着我。
He is my former church member.
他是我过去的教会的会友。
He said, Pastor, you know I always listen to you.
他说牧师啊，我在过去总是非常听你的话的哦。
This time you must listen to me not as a church member, as your personal doctor.
但是你现在你角色要兑换，你现在一定得听我说话，你要听我就有如听医生话一样，你必须要听一件事情。
You really have to cut off the salt from your diet.
你现在必须食盐量必须一定要减低才行。
So salt has a very bad rap in the U.S. now.
所以在美国，盐是非常一个不好的东西。
But praise the Lord, salt is still very important in China and Taiwan and Hong Kong.
但是感谢主，盐在今天在中国大陆、在台湾、在香港依然是非常重要的。
In the country where I came from,
在我从来的国家，
we mentioned that there are seven things to run at home.
我们提到出门有七件事情，我们必须一定要家里一定要有七样东西。
Without this, you cannot run a Chinese firm a century ago.
因为如果没有这样七样东西，你没办法生活的。
Firewood,
柴
，rice,
米
，oil,
油
，salt,
盐
，soy sauce and
酱、醋、茶。
So without these seven things in the past, you cannot run a home.
所以在过去，你只有没有这样七样东西的话，你没办法居家的。
At the time of Jesus.
那个时候在耶稣的时代
Roman Empire have a very high value of salt.
那个时候罗马统治的罗马帝国对盐也是非常重视的。
It's so important that part of a soldier's salary is paid in salt.
那个时候兵丁他们所收到的粮饷乃是用盐来做他们的薪水的。
So it's not an accident the English word today salary.
所以今天我们英文薪水这个字
Has a root in Italian meaning salt.
它的字根乃是从罗马文来的，乃是盐的意思。
For those old like me, we like to read Reader's Digest.
所以像我们这些老人家，我们那个时候那个时代总是喜欢读者文摘。
I came across an article.
我那个时候就读到一篇文章。
It mentioned about many functions of salt.
那个时候就提到盐有许许多多功能。
It listed many functions.
它在那边列出非常多的功能。
You guess how many?
你可以想象盐一共有多少功能吗？
Over 60.
一共超过60个不同的功能。
But today I'm not preaching about Reader's Digest function of salt.
但是我今天在这边讲到，并不是要跟大家陈述读者文摘里面讲到盐所给我们的功能在哪里。
You know when Jesus mentioned that you are the salt of the earth, it's not by accident.
你知道那个时候耶稣用盐来做比喻并不是一个偶发性的突发性的事情吗？
My eyes were wide open when I look at the Old Testament how you talk about salt.
当我打开旧约的圣经的时候，我突然大开眼界，发现在旧约里面怎么样提到盐。
You not find a chapter in the Old Testament mentioned the function of salt.
你在旧约圣经里面你打开的时候，你就发现里面谈到许多盐的功能。
But it's in stories.
但是都你他们就盐的功能乃是借着故事里面表达出来的。
So we say James, bye bye.
哦，我们跟说细菌跟细菌说再见。
When you look at Ezekiel chapter 16 verse 4,
我们看以西结书第16章第四节。
There's a culture among the Jews.
那个时候在犹太人的文化里面
we do not do it in the Chinese culture.
我们在中国人的文化里面我们不会这样做。
When a baby is born, they wash the baby with something.
因为当一个婴孩刚刚出生的时候，他们就用某一种材料去洗这个小孩。
What do they use?
你知道那个时候他们用什么去洗婴儿吗？
Salt.
盐。
Germ bye-bye is for, it's for sterilization.
因为这个它可以带有杀菌的功能。
But when you read Judges chapter 9 verse 45,
但是我们如果读士师记第九章的时候，
It talks about a person called Abimelech. When he destroyed a city, he did one thing.
那个时候提到一个人，他的名字叫亚比米勒。他当他占领一个城市的时候，他做了一件事情。
There are many dead people.
那个时候有很多死人。
You know, after the battle, he did one thing.
那个时候战争一完的时候，他就做了一件事情。
He scattered salt in the city.
他那个时候就在整个城里面撒了盐。
Why?
为什么呢？
It make it antiseptic.
因为他防止腐败。
So when you look at 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 21,
所以当我们看见士师记
2 Kings chapter 2 verse 21.
列王记下第二节第二章第二十一节。
It talk about Elijah performing a miracle.
在那边提到以利亚他做了一个神迹。以利沙他做了一个神迹。
There's some bad water at Jericho.
他那个时候在耶利哥城里面有一个水源是苦的。
So he threw salt on top of it.
所以他就在这个水源上面撒了盐。
And the water was healed.
然后整个泉水就得到医治了。
Anymore?
还有。
There's a covenant in the Old Testament. It's called salt covenant.
在旧约里面还有一种约，这种约定是用来盐来立约的。
When two good friends want to make a covenant,
当两个好朋友在一起，他们要一起立约的时候
，they exchange salt and then they make a covenant.
他们就彼此交换盐来做一个约定。
One thing I discovered before I didn't know before.
有一件事情我在过去不知道的。
In Leviticus,
在利未记里面
，it talked about a grain offering.
他在那边提到素祭。
It mentioned that grain offering cannot be offered without seasoning with salt.
在那边你要把素祭献给神的时候，你里面你不能没有加盐。
My eyes were opened up.
我那个时候就开了眼界。
Anymore?
还有吗？
It has a function.
还有什么功能呢？
Remember when God destroyed two cities in the book of Genesis.
我们还记得那个时候神要毁灭两个。在创世纪里面所提到的城市
There's a person called Lot.
在那个时候有一个人的名字，他的名字叫罗德。
And his wife did look bad.
那个时候他们罗德与他家人逃脱的时候逃离那城的时候，他的太太回头了。
What did he turn into?
结果他的太太就变成什么了？
She turned into a pillar of salt.
他成为一个盐柱了。
It was used as a warning.
他在那边做一个警示的作用。
But when I read this passage,
当我读到这段经文的时候，
God has used a very important symbol in the Old Testament.
神乃是用这个做一个在旧约里面做一个表征。
But he only mentioned one main function.
但是实际上他只是要告诉我们一个非常主要的要点。
When we are the salt of the earth,
我们乃是这世上的盐。
It doesn't talk about me. We being like using sterilization.
这个并不是说要让我们做在这世上做消毒的功能。
Or antiseptic.
也不是要我们来做杀菌防腐。
Healing.
也不是要我们来做医治。
Strengthening friendship.
也不是来巩固友谊。
Or warning.
也不是来做警戒。
So it's very important.
但是非常重要的。
When it talks about we being the salt of the earth.
乃是我们在世上做盐是什么意思？
Jesus pinpoint one thing.
耶稣乃是指出一点。
His saltiness,
乃是 taste. 乃是盐味，它有味道的。
So chapter 5 verse 13.
所以在第五章第十三节这边说。
But if the salt loses its saltiness,
盐若失了味，
how can it make salty again?
怎么能叫它再咸呢？
In the book of Job chapter 6 verse 6.
在约伯记第六章第六节
，Is tasteless food eaten without salt？
物淡而无盐，岂可吃吗
？So what is the salt of the earth？
所以在世上的盐是代表什么意思呢
？It's about taste，
乃是味道。
It's about a kind of taste，
它能够带出味道。
And when we look at the what meaning of taste，
当我们想到味道的时候
，Colossians have another passage mentioned it very specifically。
在哥罗西书里面特别有一支经节特别提到这个味道的意思。
Chapter 4 verse 6。
在哥罗西书第四章第六节。
Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone。
你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和，就可知道该怎样回答个人。
It talk about a kind of taste in the way how we talk。
这边的味道乃是代表出我们应该如何与人交谈。
The way that we talk with full of grace。
当我们与人交谈的时候，你们应该带满了恩典。
More importantly，
最更重要的是
，I have to go back a little bit。
我必须要回去一下。
In the parallel passage chapter in Mark chapter 9，
在同样讲到这件事情的时候，是在马可福音第九节。
It says that have salt among yourselves。
他说，在你们当中应该像有盐一般。
And be at peace with each other。
彼此和睦。
You talk about the way how we talk。
这讲到我们应该如何讲话。
The way how we can talk with full of grace。
当我们讲话的时候，应该带满有恩典一般。
Be at peace with each other。
与人和睦。
So I chose this picture。
所以我就选了这张图片。
You find anything unusual？
你在这边你看到有任何不寻常的事吗
？Is this picture normal？ It's not. It doesn't seem to be normal。
这个并不是一个普通的图片。
It's taken from the book of Isaiah。
这是从以赛亚书的经节里面提出来的。
He talked about the work of the Messiah。
这边提到一个弥赛亚所做的工作。
At the end of the world。
在当在末日的时候
，In God's kingdom，
在神的国度里面
，One thing will happen，
有一件事情会发生
，The lamb will sleep together with the lion，
绵羊将会跟这个狮子一起同睡
，Is it possible？
有没有可能呢
？It's possible，
是有可能的
，When they're at peace with one another，
当他们彼此和睦的时候
，When they're at peace with one another，
当我们彼此和睦的时候
，Jesus gave a warning here，
耶稣在这边给众人一个警告
，It's our saltiness，
就是有关盐的味道的。
We have to watch out for losing our taste。
我们必须要小心，不要失去盐的味道。
I find the person a bit abnormal. Sorry to say that。
我突然觉得这，很抱歉，我觉得这里面讲的有点不太通顺。
But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again？
当一个盐失去它盐味的时候，它如何能够再成为盐呢
？Anybody here study chemistry？
在这边有没有人学化学的
？Let me be a little bit chemical here。
让我用专业的化学来提这件事情。
Salt is made up of two elements。
盐是由两个化学元素所组成的
：sodium、
钠
，and chlorine，
氯。
When you mix them together, when they become salt, it's very stable.
当你把这两个元素放在一起的时候，它就成为一个非常稳定的化学物。
So one day when I read, is it possible salt loses its saltiness?
所以当我读这句经文的时候，我就觉得很奇怪，难道盐有可能会失去它的盐味吗？
It's possible.
是有可能的。
You have to understand the culture in Israel.
你必须了解当时以色列的文化。
Some of the salt is rock salt.
那个时候用的盐乃是很多时候是矿盐
So you found salt on top or inside a rock.
所以你很多时候在岩石里面发现盐块
So when they cook,
所以当他们煮菜的时候
they put a rock with salt into the soup or whatever they cook.
他们就把矿盐放在他们要煮的东西里面
So when the salt is gone,
当他们把这些里面的盐分盐味都用完的时候
the rock loses its taste.
那个石头就失去它的盐味了。
There's also another culture in Israel.
那个时候在巴勒斯坦的地方还有另一个文化。
In a place called Dead Sea.
在那个地方 有一个海叫做死海。
The minerals are so strong that you go to swim there.
那个时候那里面的矿物质非常的丰富，当你在那边游泳的时候
Even if you cannot swim, you will not die.
就算你不去游泳的话，你也不死不了。
Because you float to the top.
因为它里面的密度非常的高，就让你浮在水面上。
But you will not dry up the water there to get the salt.
但是你不用在那边把那边的水蒸发来取到盐。
Because there are many minerals mixed with the salt.
因为在里面有许多的矿物质与这些盐分结合在一起。
So Jesus used a culture at that time and mentioned that yes, it's possible the salt can lose its taste.
所以耶稣是借着当时的文化在表达一件事情，是的，有可能这个矿盐会失去它的盐味的。
So what does it mean for us to be salt of the earth?
那这对我们来说又代表什么意思？我们怎么样能够成为世上的盐呢？
What does it mean to have a taste?That help people to be at peace with one another.
那里面带出来的含义是什么呢？我们如何能够与人和睦，带出这个盐分呢？
Let's look at some today's examples.
让我们看看今天的例子吧。
Look at this.
我们来看看这张照片。
We need to be at peace with each other.
我们必须要与人和睦。
Although we may not put up the peace sign all the time, but we have to be at peace with one another.
也许我们不需要用两只手指伸出和平的象征，但是我们必须要彼此和睦。
I've been in ministry for over 30 years.
我在侍奉已经超过三十年的年日了。
Sometimes it really amazes me how church members fight with one another.
在过去年日当中，我实在很讶异，教会里面居然有这会员会彼此用不同的方式来斗争。
So I asked why.
所以我就会问一个问题。
And the answer was really good.
但是回答是却得到一个非常好的答案。
Yes, we are forgiven.
是的，我们是被饶恕的。
But we are all forgiven sinners.
但是我们乃是被饶恕的罪人。
So one time, my Bible school teacher taught us.
所以有一次我的圣经老师对我们教我们一件事情。
So if you have somebody in conflict,
当大家有冲突的时候
two church members fight with one another,
当他们彼此争吵的时候
or husband and wife,Fight with one another.
或者夫妻之间吵架的时候
I still remember that one objective is very important.
但是我们必须要了解一个主题，必须要心里知道的。
Yes, right and wrong is important.
是的，对跟错是非常的重要。
But it's not just about right and wrong.
但是有的很多时候不单单是有关对错的问题。
One time I helped to say, okay, you're 60% right, he is 40% right.
所以也许有一次我对其中一个人说是的你60%是对的对另一个说对你40%是对的
But they are not angry at one another anymore
但是那个时候他们就不再彼此愤怒了
They're all 100% angry at me
他们彼此生气的对象就转成我了
So it's not just about right and wrong
这 并不是有关对错的问题
Yes, that's right and wrong
是是世界上是有对错的
But you help us to be at peace with one another.
但是我们要求神帮助我们能够彼此和睦
I give you some expectation. The next photo is funny.
然后我现在跟大家讲一下下一个图片是有意思的
I call it aftertaste.
我在这边是说那个
aftertaste. 回味无穷
回味无穷
I give an a story, okay?
我给大家讲一个故事。
There was a missionary who worked for 15 years in a place.
其实以前有一个宣教士，他在当地服侍了15年。
Not one person became Christian.
结果当地没有一个人信主。
But a few days after the missionary left,
但是当这个宣教士离开那个地方不久，几天以后
，They feel that something is missing there.
当地的人突然感觉到他们好像失去了什么。
There's a kind of taste missing when the missionary was there.
当那个宣教士在的时候，他们觉得日子当中有一种特别的味道。
So they became a Christian several days after the missionary left.
所以当这个宣教士离开之后，有当地的一批人就信主了。
I call it aftertaste.
我就称为这群人是他们想去回味。
Let me give you a first story, not too funny but meaningful.
让我讲一个有意义，也许并不是挺有趣的故事。
Tastiness，
就是有味道。
And why do I choose a cake？
我为什么选蛋糕作为这个图片呢
？Ten years ago，
在十年前
，as an assignment in my Bible school，
我那个时候在我的圣经学院的时候有一个功课。
I have to participate in a mission project。
我必须要参与一个宣教的服事。
So I chose to teach citizenship class in my home church。
所以我那个时候就在我服事的一个教会教导大家怎么做公民。
We are very famous. That citizenship class is very famous in the whole Chinatown there. The citizenship class.
Oh,
it's very famous in the whole Chinatown there.
因为那个时候在中国城里面，如果要教导大家如何能够成为美国公民，是一个非常热门的课程。
First of all, it's known to be cheap.
因为大家知道，如果在教会里面有举办这个课程的话，它一定是非常廉价的。
$10 until you get your citizenship.
只要来，你只要付$10，你保证你一定会拿到公民。
And also the quality is very great.
而且它里面的教学的素质也是非常高。
The teachers are very nice.
而且他们知道里面的老师是非常的好。
I call it taste.
我称之为好味道。
In the past, I thought you only eat cake in a wedding or birthday party.
以前我总是觉得你总是在喜庆的时候或者结婚的时候，我们才会吃蛋糕。
In that particular church.
但是我在那个教会服侍教会
If anybody bring a cake on Sunday afternoon,
如果有任何人在礼拜天下午带蛋糕来的话
you know one thing,
你就知道一件事
that person has passed his or her citizenship examination.
就是那个人已经通过公民考试了所以他很高兴就带蛋糕来
So the cake is very meaningful.
所以那个时候蛋糕代表了一个特殊意义
It mentioned, it represents tastiness.
在那边就代表好味道。
When people contact you,
当有人跟你联络的时候
do they feel that kind of taste?
他们有感觉到他们有好味道的感觉吗
Are you nice?
你好吗
Do you bring people at peace with one another?
你总是带给人家和睦吗
I cannot stop here.
我不能停留在这。
You mentioned about the second characteristic.
因为在这边经文还提到第二个特质。
We are the light of the world.
我们乃是世上的光。
So, chapter 5, verse 14.
所以在这边第五章第十四节。
You are the light of the world.
你乃是世上的光。
You know, light in the Bible, light salt is very important.
如果在圣经里面，你就会发现盐跟光是非常重要的。
You see the light in the shape of a cross.
所以我们看见这个十字架上，好，这个光就在十字架上。
When you read the Bible,
当我们读圣经的时候
in the book of Isaiah,
我们在以赛亚书当中看到
he talked about Israel be a light.
我们看见以赛亚书当中提到以色列国就应该是成为世上的光
外邦人的光
外邦人的光
and also mentioned Jesus
也提到耶稣
he mentioned Jesus as what?
也提到耶稣是什么呢
as the light of the world.
乃是世上的光
I think it's very important.
所以我觉得非常重要
Jesus has chosen two very important symbols in the Bible I mentioned about what the our characteristics should be
耶稣选了两个非常重要的象征来代表一个门徒该有的特质
He doesn't say you are the water of the world or you're the sugar of the world
他并不是说你是乃是世上的水或者你是世上的糖
He chose two very significant symbols in the Bible
他提到两个非常意义深重的表征
And he also mentioned
耶稣也提到
Disciple is like light It cannot be hidden lightly
门徒就像光，你不能藏在斗底下。
You mentioned you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Instead, they put it on the stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house.
这来到提到说，你们是世上的光，你们不能放在斗底下。人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家人。
And the next picture is also a little bit funny.
我们下个图片也是挺有意思的。
It mentioned that we should be it cannot be hidden lightly.
乃是代表说我们不能成为一个隐藏的光。
You know how should you look like?
你知道你应该像什么吗
？Like this.
应该像这样的。
It's so shiny.
你放出很大的光芒。
If salt is a kind of taste that brings people at peace.
如果盐能够带给人家和睦，带给人家味道的话。
But light is what?
那光就是什么呢？
Light is good deeds that motivate others to fall glorify God.
光乃是一个人的好行为，使将人把荣耀归给我们在天上的父。
Chapter 5 verse 16.
在第五章第十六节。
In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
你们的光也当像这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Jesus here gives us the meaning of light.
耶稣在这边把光的意义告诉我们了。
The first part.
第一部分。
Good deeds.
就是好行为。
Here you see somebody jump cabling another car.
在这边我们看见一个人好心人，他因为另一个人的车子抛锚就为他充电。
But that good deeds is not to bring glory upon ourselves.
但是这样的好行为并不是要把荣耀归给我们自己。
Who get the credit when you have light good deeds?
但是当我们做了好行为，到底谁应该得到荣耀呢？
God himself.
乃是神自己。
Many religions have good deeds.
很多宗教都提倡好行为。
Bring the glory of good deeds upon themselves.
但是这些宗教乃是把这些好行为，把一切的荣耀归给自己。
But Christians do not bring glory of the good deeds upon themselves, but to God.
但是基督徒不是把这因着这些好行为把荣耀归给自己，乃是归给神。
I'm so excited when I look at this passage.
但我看到这一节经文的时候，我非常的兴奋。
It's so meaningful.
因为它带有极大的意义。
It mentioned about the light shining in front of two places.
因为他这边借着好行为把光 照到两个地方了。
World and family.
因为把这个光照到世界跟自己的家里。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
A town built on a hill cannot be hidden.
你是世上的光，照城照在山上是不能隐藏的。
Chapter 5 verse 15. It gives light to everyone in the house.
第十五节就照亮一家人。
It's not accident that Jesus mentioned it that way.
并不是耶稣并不是随意提出这样的话的。
It's like a town built on a hill.
这乃是好像一个城，造在山上。
It's a witness to all the people in the world.
乃是对世界做一个见证。
You know I have a hobby.
你知道我有一个嗜好。
I'm very good at it.
我这是我的强项。
Before I came to the East Coast, I have a very, very black and dark farm. Whatever I grow, it dies.
Okay. 当我在搬到东岸之前，我种什么东西就死什么东西。我不是一个好的农夫。
I have a green farm now.
但是我现在却是超级农夫。
Have you seen sunflower 15 feet high?
你有看过向日葵长到15英尺之高吗？
Have you seen over 100 lilies coming up during summertime?
你看见在夏日的时候有超过100颗百合花这样的盛开的状况吗？
I have so many tomatoes that I have to beg people to take it.
我种了长出许多的番茄，我必须要求别人把这些我的收成拿走。
In fact, 4,000 about 2 years ago, 4,000 of them.
实际上在几年前我一共 种出来的番茄一共种出超过4000颗番茄。
So I'm determined.
所以我也下定决心
to attract people to stop by my place to look at my garden.
所以我一定要告诉别人来到我家来看我的院子。
It's amazing the chance I have to talk about Jesus today.
所以我这样子我就可以借着这个机会把耶稣告诉他们了。
I have the best tomato and cucumber salad in town.
我是在那个整个城镇里面种出最好的番茄跟黄瓜的家。
I can say that the cucumber and the tomato is still on the tree 15 minutes ago.
我可以告诉大家在15分钟之前这些番茄跟黄瓜都还在树上的时候。
I give it out as salad to other people.
然后我就把这一些东西我就分送给别人。
I don't boast about how good a farmer I am or gardener I am.
我并不是在这边炫耀我是多么好的一个农夫。
I use the chance of God's blessing to reach out to other people.
我乃是用神这样的祝福 造成我与别人做见证的一个机会。
So I lie to the world, I'm kind of pretty successful by God's grace.
所以当我因着神的恩典，我在成为世上的光这件事情是成功的。
My problem is the second part.
但是我的主要的问题是第二部分。
Everyone in the house.
乃是全家人都被照亮了。
I think I'm pretty good pastor.
我自认为我是一个不错的牧师。
I don't know whether I'm a good father.
但是我却不知道我是否是一个成功的爸爸。
I thought I was.
我以为我是一个好爸爸。
Until my daughter said to me one day.
直到有一天我女儿对我说。
You know, I would prefer to be a church member rather than to be your daughter.
你知道吗？我情愿是教会里面一个会员，也总比做你的女儿好。
Then you'll be by my side.
然后我知道作为会员的话你就会陪伴我。
100%.
你总是在我旁边百分之百。然后马上就到，随叫随到。
I actually have pain in my heart when I mentioned it.
当他这样说的时候，我内心就有一阵割痛。
Sometimes I am not very comfortable to ask my wife to listen to my preaching. You know why?
有的时候我实在很不习惯要我的妻子听我的讲道，你可知为什么吗？
Because they will think, no, you talk the talk, but you don't walk the walk.
他就说他们会觉得 no, 你讲的言行不一。
So I'm saying this as something that I'm also learning.
所以当我在与大家分享的时候，乃是我自己的一个学习过程。
Salt cannot lose saltiness.
一个盐不能失去它的盐味。
But also light will lose its effect.
但是光也会失去它的功用的。
Neither do people light a lamp and put under a bowl.
当你把这个光放在斗底下的时候
It's like this.
当你把光放在斗底下就像这样子
Sometimes you put something you can prohibit the light to shine to other people.
实际上你可以把光遮盖起来以至于这个光使别人看不到的
I think it's not an accident the way how Jesus mentioned it.
我想耶稣在这边用这个比喻并不是一个偶发的
Here he mentioned about hidden abode.
他在这边讲到光在斗里面
It's a measurement unit for measuring our food.
实际上斗是用来做量我们粮食用的一个器具
In Mark it talk about you hit the light under a bed.
在马可福音说马可福音讲到同样经节的是说你把光放在床底下
In Luke it talk about hiding in the basement.
在路加福音的时候是说把光放在地下室
So I think it's pretty fair to explain like this
所以我想应该可以很合理的这样子解释
Don't lose your life because you emphasize on your eating and your sleeping and where you keep your treasure
就是说你不要借着你吃饭的时候你睡觉的时候你住的地方来遮掩你可以发光的机会
Well you know my preaching I always start with something practical at the end
所以我想你听过我的讲道你就知道我总喜欢用实际的生活例子来做结尾
Example number one is face lotion
我在这边我会用一个面霜来做这个结束
You talk about somebody in India
在这边在印度讲到这件事情发生在印度
Ask a missionary
那个时候有一个人就问一个宣教士
What kind of face lotion do you put on your face?
这个人就问这个宣教士说诶你天天脸上涂的是哪一种面霜啊
Why is it so shiny?
为什么你的脸总是这样子红润发光呢
The missionary mentioned that I have not put any face lotion on my body.
然后这个宣教士就说没有啊我从来不在脸上放任何的面霜的。
And people realize it's because of the beautifulness inside her that reflect on her face.
但是大家后来就了解乃是她里面生命特质的一个美丽反映在她脸上就发光出来了。
Is it possible?
是有没有可能呢
So one day I read the Bible and I read the, in the Old Testament.
所以当我在读旧约圣经的时候
Mention about Moses spending 40 days and nights with God.
那个时候提到摩西与神面对面40昼夜。
So when he came down, what happened?
所以当摩西从山上下来的时候，发生了什么事呢
？His face was so shiny that people cannot look at him.
结果他的脸上发光，亮到一个地步，别人不能直视。
And he has to put a cloth over his face.
结果他必须要拿一块布遮住他的脸。
Is it possible?
有没有可能呢？
It's possible.
是有可能的。
When you have good deeds that glorify our God.
当我们有好行为，然后把荣耀归给神的时候，
Well, good things always come in double.
好的时候总不来单的。
The light, we have to let people see Jesus.
我们是双喜临门，当我们让人看见耶稣的时候，
A missionary came to a place.
有一个宣教士就到了一个地方。
He asked them.
这个宣教士就问他们当地人，
Have you ever heard about Jesus?
他就问当地人说，你们有听过耶稣吗？
Yeah, no, we haven't heard about Jesus.
然后当地人说，没有，我们从来没有听过耶稣。
They asked, Do you know Jesus?
然后他就问当地人说，那你们知道耶稣吗？
Yes, we know.
然后当地人说，我们知道。
Because we have seen Jesus.
因为我们看过耶稣。
And then they explain.
然后他们就开始解释。
You know there's a guy in the village who used to live a very sinful life?
他说你知道我们当地这个城镇以前有一个人，他过去是活在罪恶当中。
And one day somebody carried a Bible and stopped by his place.
结果有一天有一个人带了一本圣经就跑到他家去了。
He didn't talk about Jesus.
他在那边并没有提到耶稣。
But you see him praying.
但是你却看到那个人在那边祷告。
His life has changed.
然后那个人就开始做一个改变。
So mentioned the missionary. We have not heard about Jesus.
所以当地的人就对那个宣教士说，我们没有听过耶稣。
But we know Jesus.
但是我们却认识耶稣。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we have seen Jesus.
因为我们看到耶稣了。
Is it possible?
有没有可能呢？
Yes.
有。
When you have good deeds that glorify our God.
当我们有好的行为，然后把荣耀归给神的时候。
Today we talk about your light and salt.
今天我们提到我们应该是光跟盐。
We give three answers.
我给了三个答案。
The characteristic of disciples are natural expression of the light.
一个门徒该有的本质乃是自然流入 一种生命的流露。
A godly life.
乃是一个属神的生命。
The characteristic live out their character, the disciples live out their characteristics as a group.
当我们活出这样的生命的时候，应该是一个整体的活出这样的生命。
The life of disciples have two main characteristics.
在门徒的生命的本质应该有两个特质。
What is salt?
一个是盐。
It is tastiness in being at peace with each other.
乃是带出它的盐味，并能使人，并且使人和睦。
And light.
然后并且有光。
Good deeds that motivate others to glorify God.
当这个你有的好行为的时候，就激励人愿意跟随主。
So what are we?
那我们是什么呢？
We are the light and salt of the world.
我们乃是世上的光跟盐。
Help us, Lord, to have that tastiness that bring peace among people.
愿意主帮助我们，让我们带出这个盐味，使人和睦。
And good deeds that bring glory to God.
然后有好行为，以至于我们能把荣耀归给神。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。Dear Lord, we thank you. It's because of you we know who we are. And because of you, we know how to live. And Lord, may you live inside of us. And may we know how to live this life. Life of salt, life of light. And may we bring peace to others. And may we shine your glory through our good deeds.And Lord, may you continue to work on us. And may we be the blessing of others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.